Call to Worship is a one-hour radio program that includes beautiful music as a vehicle of worship, along with a short devotional topic. The Call to Worship program has been encouraging listeners since its first broadcast in 1989. This ministry centers around God's Word, spoken and in song. Here is host and producer of Call to Worship, Gary Roby.
All our needs. There are many factors that make it abundantly clear that God supplies our needs. First is the fact that He is the Almighty Creator. There's nothing that He cannot do. Second is the reality that He loves us as His children. His everlasting love as our Heavenly Father is the why of meeting our needs and providing us with an abundant life. And He has made many great and precious promises regarding that. Then, as we realize these facts and see His fingerprints on circumstances that meet our needs, we absolutely must praise and worship Him. Let's look at Psalm 34. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, the joys of those who take refuge in Him. Fear the Lord, you His godly people, for those who fear Him will have all they need. Even strong young lions sometimes go hungry, but those who trust in the Lord will lack no good thing. Listen to the testimony of Paul describing how he lost all things, and yet he counted on the faithfulness of God to meet his needs as he promised. Philippians chapter 3. Indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For his sake, I've suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish in order that I may gain Christ and be found in him. In chapter 4, he gives thanks to those Christians who had needs themselves and yet gave to help Paul's needs. Philippians 4, even in Thessalonica, you sent me help for my needs once and again. Not that I seek the gift, but I seek the fruit that increases to your credit. I have received full payment and more. I'm well supplied, having received from Epaphroditus the gifts you sent, a fragrant offering, a sacrifice acceptable and pleasing to God. And my God will supply every need of yours according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. To our God and Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. The prophet Isaiah proclaims God's faithfulness in forgiveness and meeting our needs. Isaiah, first chapter. Come now, and let us reason together, saith Jehovah. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If ye be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. David praises God for blessing the righteous in Psalm 5. But let all who take refuge in you rejoice. Let them ever sing for joy, and spread your protection over them, that those who love your name may exult in you. For you bless the righteous, O Lord. You cover him with favor as with a shield. In Ephesians, we're reminded that God is able to work through us, accomplishing much more than we could ever ask or think. Ephesians 3rd chapter. Now, to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to the power at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. And God wants us to pray and ask him for specific needs. 1 Thessalonians 5th chapter. Never stop praying. Be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus. James chapter 1. If you need wisdom, ask our generous God and he will give it to you. He will not rebuke you for asking. But when you ask him, be sure that your faith is in God alone. Do not waver, for a person with divided loyalty is as unsettled as a wave of the sea that is blown and tossed by the wind. As we face the unknown regarding our needs, remember David's recipe for deliverance from fears. Psalm 34, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul makes its boast in the Lord. Let the humble hear and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together. I sought the Lord, and He answered me and delivered me from all my fears. And finally, folks, rest in the fact that God is directing your steps. He is faithful and will meet your needs. Don't get all stressed out. Pray. Philippians 4. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. Amen.
This has been another devotional taken from the Call to Worship program, a listener-supported ministry heard weekly on local Christian radio stations and available 24/7 at calltoworship.us.